Spokane County has another big check in the mail from the MacArthur Foundation. That's the same organization that periodically awards genius grants. The foundation is sending another $1.9 million to the county. That's on top of a $1.7 million award in 2016.
That's a grant to safely reduce jail size. We've talked about the emphasis on safety. This is about really improving public safety and public health.
Maggie Yates is the administrator of the Spokane Regional Law and Justice Council. The county is participating in the foundation's Safety and Justice Challenge, which is aimed at finding new ways to reduce the number of people incarcerated in American jails. That's certainly an issue in Spokane, even after years of reform. The challenge provides money to about 50 local jurisdictions around the country to implement new ideas to make their criminal justice systems more fair, safe, and effective.
We know that the misuse of our jails really have results in detrimental impacts for the individual and the individual's family who's incarcerated, the health of the community, the interests of the taxpayers, etc. And so we have worked diligently at the city and the county and with community partners to identify strategies that will help us ensure that our criminal justice system is really functioning fairly and equitably and effectively.
Yates says the goal with the new grant during the next 2 years is to reduce by 15% the number of people incarcerated in the jail and at Geiger.
We identified six different strategies. One is case processing or improving case processing. And so that's the idea of the process from the point an individual is arrested to when their case is adjudicated. And we're working with national consultants at the National Center for State Courts to implement reforms across all three courts, municipal, district, and superior court. Superior Court had worked with NCSC, the National Center for State Courts, previously through MacArthur, through the Safety and Justice Challenge. And so they'll continue to implement the reforms that were recommended by the consultants, and then we'll bring along municipal court and district court to make sure that that process is fair, efficient, and equitable. A second strategy is improving data collection, analysis, and transparency. And we'll do this in part by hiring a full-time data analyst to help us really make sense of the criminal justice data that we are collecting or need to be collecting. And this is both to be transparent for the community and our community members, and also to make sure that the individuals across the system are able to really understand how we are functioning and where our reforms are really taking root and where we need to be doing things better. We'll also continue the implementation of the public safety assessment, which is that pretrial risk assessment tool that will help our judges gather relevant information in order to release people pretrial back to the community where they can continue to care for their families, pursue and maintain employment, and also seek treatment if that's appropriate for them. We are also continuing diversion efforts out of the prosecutor's office and supported by pretrial services as well. And we're actually piloting a new diversion program out of the prosecutor's office that will be pre-filing. So before charges are ever filed against an individual, there will be a pilot to divert that individual away from the criminal justice system. We are also going to pilot a racial equity tool and continue our racial equity initiatives. And we, again, are continuing to work with our community partners and leaders to deepen our relationships and deepen the community engagement around these issues.
The community engagement piece includes two projects. One will use people who have been incarcerated, who have navigated the system, to provide peer support for people who have recently entered it.
Really, if we don't help individuals stabilize after contact with the criminal justice system, inevitably they will struggle to really free themselves from this web. So individuals who have been incarcerated will be able to go through this training and receive their peer support specialist certification to then help other individuals navigate the system upon their release or while they're maneuvering through the criminal justice system as they face charges.
Carmen Pacheco-Jones is involved in the planning of this program. She's excited that people with substance abuse or mental health issues will be diverted and given a chance to stabilize their lives.
So individuals will receive a $15 an hour stipend as they're going through the training program that again leads to that economic stability. We hope to have at least 20 in the first cohort, with the understanding that, you know, those 20 individuals, once they're fully trained, they can go out. Each one can have a caseload of up to 25 individuals that then they're walking through or helping navigate the criminal justice system. So it really has a very expansive view.
The county anticipates using the grant to eventually hire 42 of these peer navigators. Pacheco Jones is one of many formerly incarcerated people who have been vocal about where they think changes need to be made. She thinks the new grant may help the county move in the right direction.
I think it's really an opportunity to take a deeper look into what is impacting our community, what impacts incarceration, why people are arrested, who has access to diversion programs, and who stays in the system longer.
That's part one of the community piece that will be funded by the new grant.
There's a second part of the community engagement grant. Carmen spoke to the peer navigator piece, but there's another piece which is designed to engage the broader community.
This is Mary Lou Johnson, another community member who participated in the grant process.
The Racial Equity Committee had been holding community meetings quarterly. With the support of this grant, we'd like to make those monthly meetings. And I think about them as a learn and listen session. So we want to bring in system professionals. We want to bring in the broad community that can be impacted people, or it can be people who are not directly impacted, in order to learn from each other and to listen to each other. Because every proposal that we have, every program that we think about developing, or how some of the things we're thinking about doing already could be rolled out, ought to have that input from the community as well as from the system professionals. So being able to do that monthly is going to be, and having a place, a regular place for that exchange to occur, I think is going to be incredible.
Johnson says meetings like that can serve as incubators for new ideas and programs. Those include a new mental health crisis stabilization facility that is planned for the Spokane County Government campus,
which started out as a community initiative within the Spokane Alliance. Our healthcare team looked at the issue, narrowed healthcare down to mental health, knew how many people in the jail had mental health issues. And then we did research. I remember visiting the Yakima facility that was up and running and working. And so now, city and county have approved at that. It wasn't a part of the grant, but it's hopefully going to be operational by the end of this year. So that's a specific place where the community came with a proposal.
The $1.9 million grant is intended to carry the county through another 2 years. Maggie Yates says it will be the last round of MacArthur Foundation funding, and then it will be up to the county to find ways to fund what's working.